Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. We're live in the studio today and glad we are. Joining me, Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Always
hey,
love doing radio with these guys. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. It is that simple. Now, got to address something here. There is a video going around, and there are some very famous fundamentalist preachers at a convention, and they're talking about some of the greatest teachers ever that just happened to be female. And, you know, having founded Women of Faith and watched 5 million women walk in those doors, you know, I've had the privilege of hearing some of the greatest Bible teachers ever, you know, and just like Kay Arthur, one of the greatest ever. And so anyway, these fundamentalist famous people who hate psychology and think that everything we do here is wrong, they were so dismissive of women that teach. They were unkind. They said they should go home and stop teaching. They equated them to women that sell things on the shopping network. And I just couldn't believe it. And yet I could. And it is so anti-Christ-like. Because, you know, when Jesus came into the world, women were essentially treated like cattle. I mean, the Cicero, the Greek philosopher, likened women to slaves, dogs, horses, donkeys. And Jesus changed all that. And anytime we are putting women down and aren't kind to them or treating them like second-class citizens, hey, you are missing one of the greatest messages of Jesus, who taught with women, who honored them, who served with them. So, you know, if you run across any of that stuff, do not think that that represents real, live, authentic Christianity. What it represents are old men who have been angry for a long time, and the older they get, the less they have filtering things out, and you get to see what's really there. But one of the comments was about Beth Moore. Beth Moore has been an effective Bible teacher who's brought many, many women to Christ. But not only that, provided hope in the midst of their struggles and been a real trooper for truth in the Christian faith. So I just had to say it. You know, rarely do I respond to stuff and me get negative about things, and that's why I'm not mentioning names. But I got to tell you, this was tacky. And I so often people, they don't reject Christ. They reject a caricature of Christ that's carried out by unknowing or unhealthy, angry people that don't represent the faith very well.
They've got to ignore.
If you want to join us, what's that, Dave?
They got to ignore parts of Scripture that make it clear that women are equal to men.
They do. You know, I used to go to Hawaii all the time, and before Christianity came there, women would walk 5 feet behind a man would eat the leftovers after he finished eating. I mean, it was amazing what the Christian faith did for that culture, and it's been doing it for a very, very long time. All right, we'll take a break. Come back, 1-800-229-3000.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. Dave Stoop is with us. Dr. Jill Hubbard is with us. And Jill, according to these guys, you should just stay home. You know,
I guess I have nothing to say, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for being here.
Wouldn't it be sad if people had not benefited from the wisdom you have right here? That would be
Thank you, Steve.
Tragic.
That's right on.
Yeah. Let's see what Bob has to say here. Bob, you had a comment about what I said.
Yeah, you know, you guys, the one thing that y'all don't understand is that Christianity is a war, that we're at war with the devil. And I really think that independent Baptist fundamentalists, which I happen to be one, understand that a lot better than, let's just say, Southern Baptist or liberal Christians. I don't think you guys understand that we're in a war.
Yeah, okay. I do understand we're in a war.
And when the Bible says that men should be pastors and no women, and that women should not teach men, why do you have a problem with that?
I believe that women, no matter what you think about the organizational structure of a church, I think women are amazing teachers, amazing Bible teachers. And I've always felt like that it would be a sad thing for a woman who knows so much and is so wise if anyone were to give her the message, oh, you shouldn't be teaching the Bible because you're a woman. And you know, one of the
you're not stating it correctly. I said women should not teach men.
Well, but I think the objection is that women shouldn't teach at all. I think that's what was put out there. So, they shouldn't even teach women.
Here's what I would say to anybody that thinks that, if you don't think that a woman should teach a man, then you wouldn't have to listen to Beth Moore. But to say to Beth Moore or Kay Arthur, go home, versus just have an opinion, like, they really are brilliant people. They're wise people. They really teach God's word. As a man, I'm not going to listen to it because I don't think that women should be teaching men. That's one thing, but that really isn't the message. The message was just don't teach at all. See, so there's a way to handle it with an attitude of kindness, love, and generosity versus anger, bitterness, and uncaring. And when we look at some of the scripture that Jesus, that he said, like you know, here's Galatians 3:28. Now, this is not out of his mouth, but Jesus is God, and God inspired Scripture. And so where it says, there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus, you have to look at that. That's Galatians 3:28. And I only have one point. The way that somebody was talking about a woman who felt called to serve God by teaching, the way that this person expressed his opinion about what she's doing was unkind, was unloving. And even if you thought it was absolutely wrong for any woman to teach anywhere under any circumstance, the way it was said was wrong. And to you, Bob, yes, we're in a battle. It's not just what we see here on earth. It's what we see in the heavens. There's an unseen war going on. So we need to really honor each other, whether male or female. So that's not really what the program's all about. We'll take another comment or two later on. But right now, let's talk to somebody. Nate, Dallas, Texas podcast is where he listens. How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
How can we help you today? Yeah, sure can.
Yes, sir. I just need some help because, 7 years married, and 5 years into our marriage, I had an intimate affair. Wife caught it, and then I stopped it. And from then, she told me to stop watching porn, which I did, 2 weeks or whatever, and then I went back into it. And so there were some lying, some sneaking, but now, 7 years of our marriage, now she wants to be done. She wants to be out. So after that, I've started going to CR. I'm 60 days porn free. We're seeing a counselor and stuff like that. But I've been trying to read books and stuff like that. I've been reading Henry Cloud and listening to you guys. But the weirdest thing is I'm the biggest offender in the relationship, and I'm the one trying to bring things back together. And she's been there. She's been there for 7 years, and there's more to it, family stress and stuff like that.
So what's the question for us? What's the question for us?
My question is, what can I do? Standing on the side, just keep doing, keep staying at CR, keep reading books and trying to stay away from all those stuff, and just be hopeful that.
Can I interrupt and make a comment? It's interesting to me that you are surprised that you're the one that's wanting to stay in it when you've been doing all this acting out. Okay, so I guess that behavior, your actions and your words don't really match, so maybe there's surprise in that. But, excuse me, your wife has been hanging in there all the while you haven't really cared or tended to the marriage, right? And at a certain point, women get worn out. And it's usually when there is the threat that the woman is done, then the man says, oh, I guess I better pay attention to this because this is important. So it's in some ways, it's like a little too late to the game. However, there is always hope, because even if she's completely done, she will watch what you do. But I think you have to start having great empathy and compassion for all that you have put her through, for all that she's endured, for all the times you have not been there emotionally for her and not faithful and committed to her.
Okay.
And
right?
So it sounds
Instead
like
of
to
being
me,
surprised and like, why is she leaving now?
Yeah.
That's a little cavalier, right? As if you're not thinking this is as big a deal as it is.
She's got to be feeling that if she gets back in it, you'll go back to your old ways. She
Why
doesn't
trust
the change.
You?
Right.
And the only thing that creates trust in the change is time. And if she gives you the time.
Time and work.
Yeah, work on your part and time to show it. It may take a long time, but it's worth it if you stay the course.
You know, Nate, I wouldn't think that it would seem to you that it's unreasonable that she might be sitting around one day saying, wow, look at all we've been through, and he's got 60 days that he's free of this, and all this time, that's all he's ever done. I just don't think that's unreasonable that she might come up with that thought in her head, that that might be something that would, you'd kind of expect that. So what I would say to you is, in answer to your question, what could I do? It would be do more. Have you ever gone to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting? Have you ever thought about coming to Every Man's Battle workshop on the weekend? Those kinds of things might say to her, oh, he's really doing everything he can to.
So those would be in addition to CR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what's your best chance, it would be you going to Every Man's Battle, maybe even going to a Sex Addicts Anonymous group.
And getting into a men's Bible
Friday,
study.
Yeah, Friday we're doing the intimacy in marriage intensive, and there's another thing you could say, honey, a lot of people that are ready to give up, they go to this, and they don't give up after that. Would you go with me?
Yeah.
Let's get some money out of savings. Let's do whatever we have to do to go there. I mean, those are things you can do other than kind of have this attitude of, wow, look at me. Look at all I'm doing. I'm the one that's trying to save this thing. Well, of course you are, because she is traumatized by all of the unfaithfulness. She's hurt. And obviously she doesn't think you're doing everything you can do. So now go do more, and maybe she will notice, respond, and you'll save that marriage.
But humility is key.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense
okay,
to you,
cool.
Nate?
Yes, it does, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and that's one thing. I do know I heard her, and I understand now when someone talk about it, I just see just how much I've hurt her in her eyes and in her face, and I just realize just...
Well,
yeah, and
let her know that you see it.
Let me ask you and every other man that's listening that where this is kind of a mystery. If your wife, for years, have been looking at the body parts of other men on a regular basis and having experienced sexual gratification looking at the body parts of other men, oh my goodness, you would be so angry. You'd probably never get to the hurt part. You'd be so angry and disappointed. And that doesn't even scratch the surface of what a woman feels who's been betrayed in this way. So, Nate, you can decide to sign up for Every Man's Battle. You can decide that both of you are going to the marriage intensive if she'll go with you. Whether she will go or not, what a great message to her that you want to go. You want to do something beyond what you've already done.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about sending her or sending him worthy of her trust?
We're going to send that worthy of her trust. It is a great way to know how to regain trust when you've betrayed the other person. All right. Oh, boy. It's tough. It's not easy. Don't give up. Keep going for it. 5 years ago, the thing happened. You've got 60 days, 2 months versus 5 years, and it's going to take a lot more to overcome that. All right, how about we go to Lynn, Irvine, California, KKLA is the station. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, how could we help today?
Okay, I need your wisdom. I want to help my 11-year-old daughter with the break, the heartbreak that she has with her father.
Okay, what's that all about?
We've been separated and divorced now, but it's been pretty much her whole life, and he's very absent. And when he does pull us to, like, I want to see the girls, because I also have a 13-year-old, he lets us down. So, like this weekend, we had made arrangements to see him 2 weeks prior, and he was running 45 minutes late. We didn't know this because he didn't text or anything. So, my oldest had a clinical follow-up appointment, so we left for that because she needed to be with an empty stomach. And when we were there, he called very upset that we were not home.
Okay. Well, I think it's one of the most painful things is when two adults separate and both of them don't see the kids, their feelings, what they're going through is the priority.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And if we can help you, that is exactly what we want to do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got the Marriage Intensive coming up this Friday in Columbus, Ohio. And we would love for you to join us there. It's the best thing that we do. Absolutely the best thing that we do. All right. So we've got a situation here where Dad's unreliable. They can't trust him to show up. He's angry if they have their own things that they're doing. The daughter's hurt. Dave, get us started here. What do you think is the best response that she needs?
We're curious, Lynn, about why there was an appointment 45 minutes after he was supposed to arrive. Does he only come for a short period of time when he comes?
Yes, he got remarried. Obviously, his wife wants to be number one. She has two daughters, almost the same age as ours. So when he's very limited in time, usually when he comes and see us.
Okay.
Seems like tight scheduling.
Yeah.
Especially when you know maybe he's not the most timely. That doesn't. It's almost like a setup for him to disappoint the girls instead of maybe planning for a time that does where you allow a little more, so the girls can at least see him?
Well,
that's the thing. He has stood us up many, many, many times.
Okay.
We wait and nothing happens.
Okay. Well, that's frustrating.
My daughter had an appointment. Yeah, my daughter had the appointment 2 weeks ago to drop blood, and they weren't able to get a drop. So they told us, how about coming next week? So my plan was wait for him, go do that, and then go have fun. But because he didn't show up and she needed to be in an empty stomach, we just left. Thinking if he calls.
So did you communicate with him? Because you're saying he didn't communicate with you. Did you let him know? Like, do you try to communicate?
Well, yes, when he finally showed up to the house 45 minutes later, that's when he called and he said, you're not home. And I said, no, we're here really nearby. She's having her blood being drawn. After a two-minute conversation, he agreed to wait for us at the house. And
when we came
back, he was not there.
Okay, so let's just get those things, the details of all of that, out of the way.
Okay.
What is the best way for two parents to go forward where she's bugged and maybe not very accommodating now that mm-hmm. he has been untrustworthy? Where do we go today? And where we go today is that, Lynn, you still with me here?
Yes.
You have to be the adult in the room and not do things that might punish him for past irresponsibilities, and you need to be really clear and provide plenty of time for him to be a little late, those kinds of things, to make it the easiest possible for him to be responsible. Okay? Then, when you've done everything, like explain, hey, don't come now, we might have to leave early, all that stuff, and you've got a lot of grace for him, then when he is not responsible under those circumstances where you have no bitterness or anger, you've really done everything you need to do to be accommodating, and then he doesn't come through, then you say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to have some different rules.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even going to tell her that you're coming. You and I can talk about this, and I'll have her here at the house at this time. And if you show up, great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like you always are, she's never going to know that you disappointed her again. See, that's putting her first.
Right.
Versus, okay, he's coming, and now you know he's going to disappoint her. That gives you 2 checkpoints, him 8 minus points, and she's the one that pays the price. Do you get what I'm getting at here? Do you think you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and I have to admit, I have not been very accommodating because who he is.
Yeah.
Right, and you're hurt and angry too.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that's right. The normal thing. Anybody mm-hmm. would feel that way. So now
right.
we've got to rise above that and say, okay, let's have some different rules. I'm going to be the adult here. I'm not going to set him up to disappoint her. I'm mm-hmm. going to protect my daughter now from this. Look, you don't need to prove that you're the good guy and he's the bad guy anymore.
That's been proven.
You don't need to prove that anyway.
Yeah,
that research
is done. Your kids know that.
Yeah,
for sure.
So
and your kids will
now,
make excuses for him.
Yeah, now you can now you can be the good guy when they look back and say, well, she stopped doing that. She started protecting me from being disappointed by him. That'll be a huge, huge, that'll make a big difference in their life going forward.
And maybe being clear is you text him and you say, we'll be home from, you know, this point to this point, you know, so that he has it in writing. So there isn't any confusion. And give him a reasonable window, you know, several mm-hmm. hours.
And when he doesn't show, just act like it never happened.
If the kids don't
right.
know. Yeah.
If the kids don't know, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. It's a book about choices that you can make, post-divorce choices that I think every adult needs to be making every day. And your daughter, boy, does she ever need you to rise above all of this. Really, really important. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours today. Again, It is not too late to save your marriage or maximize the beauty of your marriage. It's called the Intimacy in Marriage Weekend. It's in Columbus, Ohio. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's not too late. It's this Friday. Boy, things could be different next week for you.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterman here. Really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. Let's see. Somebody else had a comment here. How about we go to John? He's calling from, I don't know where. John, how you doing? You had a comment about what I was making a comment about earlier.
Yes, I'm actually in Tampa, Florida right now, and I'm a Bible college recruiter for a very conservative Bible college in Florida, the one where Billy Graham went to school. And this topic comes up about women preaching and speaking, and I try to take my world filter off and put my biblical exegesis on, and there's two passages I think of when I think about women. And one is, Jesus says, you will be my witnesses. He doesn't identify male or female in that. He means everyone. So everyone's called to be a witness for Christ, and that whatever that calling is, in the Beth Moore as calling, certainly. And then the second one is I think about Timothy. Young Timothy is taught by his mother and grandmother the scripture. So a man's being taught by a woman. And I don't think that when he turned 18 and became an adult, they said, okay, we're not going to teach you anymore. You're an adult male now. We don't have the authority to teach you. And just a couple things. But the thing I think that really is a comment I like to make is I travel around the churches all throughout Central Florida, and I visit all denominations. And all evangelical denominations and recruiting for the college. And I hear a lot of different things. And there's a Bible verse that the Lord gave me this year. I think it's so important that we embrace it. It's Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of a learned in order to speak a word to him who is weary. And I think as Christian leaders, we need to get back to speaking a word to him who is weary and stop tearing people down.
Mm. Well, that was my main point.
Oh, I love that.
No matter what your theological bent is, you can never justify being unkind in your behavior, and especially when it comes between men and women, and especially in the Christian faith, where men really often have a reputation of not honoring women. And, you know, I heard the other day somebody talking about in Ephesians where it says, submit yourselves one to another. And they were saying, well, that doesn't really apply to marriage. And, well, you know, everything right after it is all about marriage. It's about 40 words on submission to women, about 90 words to men on dying to their self. So, you know, it's just interesting where people land on this. So here's where I land. Whatever your theological perspective, kindness, gentleness, grace, honoring of the other person, whatever gender, it goes both ways. Don't be putting men down because some man was unkind or uncaring, or a lot of men were. We've got to love each other, and that really is the message, loving well. That's what this whole world is about. Love God with everything you have, and love your neighbor as yourself. Thanks for that call, John. Let's go back and let's talk with Mr. G from Boston, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. By the way, our phone number, if you've got a problem here, we're in the studio another hour and a half, 1-800-229-3000. Mr. G, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing
What's
good.
Going on?
Hello?
Yes.
We're here.
How can we help?
I need some help. I've destroyed my family through my anger. I'm very angry. I'm a wicked soul. The devil is using me. I have a beautiful wife. She's godly. She's prayerful. And I have three beautiful daughters. And because of my anger issues, they don't want to come anywhere near me. I'm calling out. I need help.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. G. Let me ask you this, okay? When you sit back and you look at all the things in your life that you have going for you, and then you say you have this anger and it's destroying those good things, what have you come up with as the benefit to yourself of staying angry? What does it do for
Nothing.
You? Well, it must
it
do something,
do
or you would have... Well, now, wait a second. We do stuff because there has to be some benefit to it. One of the benefits of anger is it gives us a sense of strength or power. It makes us feel like nobody can hurt us, even while we're hurting everybody around us. So have you thought, you know, I mean, I don't think you have, but what do you, if you think of it in those terms, what do you think it provides you that you don't have when you're not angry?
Well, the way I'm thinking about it is because I want my children to listen to me. I came from a different culture where, you know, you respect your parents no matter what. So I look at it as my children are not listening to me, and I'm the authority to tell them how to do things differently. And
yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. But here's the thing. Everyone you're talking to here, Dave, Jill, myself, we have children. There's a reason there's a teaching for children to respect their parents, because they don't. they don't listen.
Right.
But you've chosen not consequences for them or anything, restrictions or something. You've chosen anger as the way that you're going to get them to listen. But in the process, you've driven them away. And so I really think part of the solution, and maybe even I would say the beginning of the solution to anger, is what does it do for me? And then the second part I would say to look at is when in your childhood did you witness this kind of anger and what was the impact of that on your life? And with that, I'll ask Jill to comment on when you hear someone leaving everything to go to anger, destroying mm-hmm. everything to go to anger. What are you thinking here?
Well, Mr. G, you know, I'm hearing a self-esteem issue. The anger, the more angry we get, usually the more out of control we're feeling. And so it sounds like you are wanting your children to validate you with their respect, and your wife, to hold you up so that you can feel good as the authority, like you're the man and in charge. And there's a reason why the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, right? And I think that really, to have your children hear you, it's almost like you need to whisper now. Mm-hmm. You need to dig deep, you know, look inside, humble yourself, and apologize, because I think that you're provoking your children to anger. And they may not be screaming at you, but inside they're putting up walls. And you don't want that, because it's never going to get you what you want. And even if you could frighten them in and control them into, like, bowing down to you or doing what you ask, you would not have their respect, because it's done in the wrong ways. And sounds like maybe as a kid, as Steve was alluding to, somehow you were treated poorly, or you're defaulting to perhaps how you were parented. Could that mm-hmm. be true?
Well,
I think what you're getting at is
a big part of it, in that all your father taught you was to be angry. And he probably was angry too. And when you look inside, you're going to look and see that your anger developed in response to the anger of your father. And now your children are angry because of your anger. It's like a generational pattern.
So a scared little boy now is trying to parent?
Yeah. And not nearly as effective as his own father, because he had the culture to back him. And now you don't have the culture to back you.
That's a good point.
That's true. That's true. You guys made a point. Another issue is I have a lovely wife, mm-hmm. Prayerful, spiritual. I have accused her of every infidelity, every man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I do that. I just want to...
You know what I would do, Mr. G? I would get into a men's Bible study, a men's group, and learn from the other men.
From your culture,
from godly men, what it is that creates respect in your kids.
And your wife.
And your wife, yes. Especially your wife.
And yeah, I would be on my knees begging for forgiveness.
What an amazing thing. If she could just hear you say what you said to us.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelly Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 15th to the 17th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I'll tell you this. I'm glad Mr. G's looking at anger. Now, let me ask you, Mr. G, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Every sex addict I've ever worked with, every man that I've ever talked with who had a problem with lust, there was a deep-seated anger at the core. Has any of this anger led you into anything like pornography or lust or anything like that?
No. I'm not into that.
Okay, good. All right, so we got that.
I'm not into that.
So we eliminate that as a
cause. My wife would definitely divorce me. I've never been into that. Let me be very frank with you. I had prostate surgery in 2016, and I was told during the surgery that it would affect my sex life. So the desire died on that surgery table.
Well, don't you think that that has a little bit to do with you being suspicious of your wife, just the fear? And wouldn't anger problem, it seems like that would also make it much, much worse just because of the way we are wired as men. Now, here's what if I was a man doctor and you came to me and I could write you a prescription, here's what I would put in that prescription. I would say, number one, go home to your wife and tell her that you wanted to change so much, you feel so bad about this anger thing, you called a radio show today to talk with them. And then secondly, apologize to her, ask for her forgiveness. And then thirdly, tell her, here's what I'm going to do, because I finally realize my dad didn't give me anything that I needed from a dad from other men. So I've got to go get with some other men, because men become men in the company of men. So I'm going to start going to this Bible study, and I'm going to start getting some help. I might even go to a support group or get counseling, whatever. I want to deal with this finally, once and for all, because you deserve better than this. And I'm so sorry. So you ask for forgiveness, and you make a point to do some things that you've never done before. And it might turn this thing around for you. I'm really glad that you called. Dave and I wrote a book called The Angry Man. And it was for the wife, actually, of the angry man. And we talk about all these different reasons that men get angry, and all of them our weakness, insecurity, or sometimes just doing what we said we'd never do, trying not to be like old dad. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us here. I'm going to send him a copy of Take Your Life Back. It'll help him take his life back from anger.
Why don't you send him a Life Recovery Bible, too.
Okay, yes. Okay, so, and you start working those 12 steps in the Life Recovery Bible. That's going to help you deal with anger. You say, I'm powerless over my anger. I can't control it. God can help me do that. I'm going to let him do those first three steps. That's going to help you. Great idea, Dave.
Well, we got a Life Recovery app now, too, that we've put together that helps people have everything handy in their phone.
He can get daily encouragement from
daily
that.
Great idea.
App. Daily devotionals and then other resources, and get it on the App Store.
Okay. So will send you a Life Recovery Bible and take your life back and hope that that's going to be really helpful to you. I have to read a letter to you. This is amazing. By the way, if you want to join us, we'll do another program after this, 1-800-229-3000. Dear Steve and the entire New Life team, God bless you and many thanks for all you do. I've spent the past 2 years in the valley of the shadow of death as I watched my wife's affair lead to the destruction of our 16-year marriage, and more painful was watching the impact on my two teenage sons. There were many times that I was in the car feeling defeated, blaming myself, hurting beyond belief when your show would come on and give me hope. By sharing advice for others in similar situations, you provided me comfort and direction. You truly gave me hope for a new life for me and my sons who do live with me. While I couldn't save my wife from the consequences of her sin or protect my sons from the pain that followed, your books provided insight that helped me put our lives back together and chart a new course. I don't want to live a life of regret, so I will press on, and thankfully your ministry helps me do that. Continue to share godly wisdom through your ministries, and I hope this gift will help toward that end. Well, I hope that you could help us just as he did, and all of those that do support us, that's why we're here. Here he was, in trouble, struggling, wife unfaithful, and he'd tune in the program and get hope and some healing there. And that we want to be doing that for a very, very long time. If you can help us, it's 1-800-229-3000 to be on radio, and 1-800-NEW-LIFE to support this ministry in any way that you possibly can. If you do support us, I'll send you our calendar. We have a calendar for this next year. And it's a great calendar with all our events in it and things like that.
Got some beautiful photos in it.
Yeah, I hope you'll take advantage of that. Also, we have 100 days of healing that we can give you, gift of any amount. And when you join Club New Life, we'll give you all four of our 100 Days devotional books. They're really beautiful. They're in this leather-like material.
Great gifts.
100 Days of Peace, Prayer, healing, and then my favorite is 100 Days of Character. I hope and pray that if you can support us, you will, and we'll send you these. Now, the things we've got coming up for you, number one, whatever you're struggling with, so we've got a resource. It might be a counselor, whatever, but sometimes you need an intensive, and this one in Columbus, Ohio, this Friday, it's going to be spectacular. There's still room. You can get in, but you have to call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get in. And then Every Man's Battle is November the 1st. That's in Orange County, California. Boy, I'd love to see you there and get this whole holiday season off to the right start. Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart is November 15th. And then Finding Freedom, July 24th in D.C. We're going to go on a cruise in 2020 on the Rhine. And it is going to be one amazing spiritual experience. Mylon Kay, myself, will all be teaching. That's September the 28th. It's a long way away, but you have to sign up now because there aren't that many rooms that are available. But whatever it is you're dealing with, we want to help you with it. There's no problem too big or too small to call us. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, the reason we're here, we started this ministry 31 years ago based on true truth. And I started this program talking about some folks that, well, they preach the truth. But it's not just about the facts of truth, but it's how we present those. And sometimes people that are truthful are so angry, you kind of wonder, well, what is true and real, if this is the end result, this anger, bitterness, uncaring. And I pray that they will find a way to be loving no matter the situation. And you know, there are a lot of different opinions about theology and different things in Scripture that people disagree on. But I'm telling you, whatever you read out of Scripture, there should never be any disagreement that we need to be loving to each other, especially to those that don't think like us, agree with us. We need to be loving as we're challenging their position. 1-800-229-3000 for the next program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. if you need some help. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.